This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold his faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands to seal his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Let's drill down on that. I mean, you've been in Congress a little bit, and you're in leadership. Have you ever met with the Russian ambassador?
I'm not with this Russian ambassador, no. But
is there anything wrong? I mean, is it normal to meet with ambassadors, or what? Help us.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. That's Nancy Pelosi being asked if have you ever met with the Russian ambassador? And after a long pause and an awkward silence, she's like, well, not with this Russian ambassador. 877-317-6432 is the number here today. I got to tell you, this is Democrats have completely lost their minds. They have lost their minds, along with the mainstream media. I feel like I'm living in this. It's like Groundhog Day every day, right? because I keep I could just replay my show from 2 weeks ago, frankly, and it's relevant. It's just as relevant to the today as it was 2 weeks ago. It's just amazing where we're at, and the fact that they continue to push this narrative, this false narrative that we know is absolutely positively fake news, people. But the real story is, and I said this, I've been saying this for a while now. The real story, and the story has been this from November 9th, it's been the same story. And that is that presidency, that Trump is illegitimate. That Trump is illegitimate because Hillary won the popular vote. Okay, she only won in California. Okay, so that's first and foremost. Comey and the FBI were responsible for Hillary not winning, that the Russians somehow affected our election. And so this has been going on since November 9th. Okay? This has been going on since November 9th. Okay? Keep this in mind. And try as they might to have people believe this, it hasn't worked. I mean, think about it. It hasn't worked at all. But they keep pushing this fake story out there. Now, the real story is the fact that there is a soft coup going on. And I have been saying this since the Michael Flynn deal. Okay, and again, look. This has been in the works, literally, since November 9th. Now, understand something. This is clearly the Obama administration, and I can't believe I'm even saying this. The Obama shadow government that is in Washington, D.C. now. Look, you've got I talked about this yesterday. You've got this report from the Daily Mail that Valerie Jarrett has moved into the house in Colorama. The fact that you have a former president that is working now. And by the way, Donald Trump last night, he tweeted out that this is all fake. It's a witch hunt. It's more than that. It's more than a witch hunt. Because what is occurring is nothing less than a coup by forces within the deep state, the intelligence community, and the Obama administration. And look, I got to tell you, the Trump administration needs to be very strong and diligent and just tell everybody to just basically F off, honestly. Because they're getting it from all sides, and they're getting it from the media, and they're getting it from, of course, Democrats. And what's really disappointing, although not surprising to me, is the fact that you've got Republicans. This is why people hate the Republican Party, okay? Because you've got Republicans now that have jumped on board. Of course, it kills me because it's always the same. You notice how it's the same Republicans all the time, right? Same Republicans all the time. Okay? And what the media will do is, if you notice, they will say, well, you know, Republicans are calling for an independent investigation and a special prosecutor. But it's, you notice how it's always the same Republicans? And so they will cite that to say, hey, look, this is impartial. It's Republicans calling for an investigation. But it's always the same Republicans. It's Lindsey. And by the way, they'll always say, Republicans, senators like John McCain and Lindsey Graham are calling for an independent investigation. So, you know, I mean, look, it's not just Democrats. It's Republicans calling for it. Really? But it's just those Republicans. No, it's no other Republicans. Okay? There's an article in the New York Times today that the Obama administration rushed to preserve intelligence of Russian election hacking. Number one, that's a tell. That's a tell right there that the Obama administration, that is, by the way, I guess they're still intact. They are working to overthrow our president. Look, they were successful in getting rid of Michael Flynn. They were. I would have never, I would have never fired Michael Flynn. Keep it in house. All right. If in fact it's true that they fired him because he lied to Pence, keep it in house. But he was their sacrificial lamb. By doing that, they are acknowledging that, well, maybe there's something there. And they've given them ammunition. So they feel emboldened now to go after Jeff Sessions. Make no mistake about it. Trust me on this. I'm telling you right now. This is nothing less than a coup d'etat against a duly elected president, your president. That's what's so disturbing about this. That this has been going on since the election. And of course they ramped it up right after the inauguration. I was talking to somebody last night, and they're like, well, I'm really surprised about the Republicans. I'm like, then you don't get it. Then you don't get what's going on here. This is all part of draining the swamp. Swamp doesn't want to go anywhere. You think the swamp wants to leave D.C.? The swamp creature? No. No, they don't want to leave D.C. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You made my soul burning fire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552. And advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552, and get ready for results.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show.
You need cooling, baby. I'm not cooling. I'm gonna send you back to schooling. Way down inside, honey, you need.
Well, welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I don't know if you saw this. Donald Trump tweeted this out. We should start an immediate investigation into Senator Schumer and his ties to Russia and Putin, a total hypocrite. Because, of course, there's a picture floating around now with Chucky Schumer with Vladimir Putin in New York, 2003. They're having a little coffee and Krispy Kreme donuts. Okay? but, look, here's the thing to remember here. Obama, because, you know, we're talking, I mean, people have been throwing out the word treason. Treason. My question is Obama committing treason right now? Because I would argue that, and seriously, I'm being very serious here. Because Obama is trying to subvert our government. And I would argue that that is treason. And I mean, that's my position here, that that it is Obama that is committing treason. And I'll tell you why, and I'll make my case for it. In fact, let me play this for you. This here's a soundbite. This is Maria Cardona. Okay. Saying that what Sessions did, that he may be guilty of treason. But I think Obama's guilty of treason because Jeff Sessions didn't do anything. Jeff Sessions was doing his job. Jeff Sessions was meeting with Russian ambassador because that's what senators do. First of all, let me play this for you. Here's Maria Cardona, okay, suggesting that Sessions may be guilty of treason. Now, remember, this is a pattern.
In fact, he did not say he did not meet with him as a surrogate. He did say he had been a surrogate, but then completely unrelated, he said,
it's pronoun
he said, I have never met them. No, it's not Maria Cardona?
No, in fact, he said, and I quote, I did not have any communication with the Russians, period.
As a surrogate?
No, he did not say, as a surrogate, I had no communication with the Russians. He said, I had no communication with the Russians, period. That is a lie, and he did it under oath. Michael Flynn lost his job for just lying to the vice president. This man lied under oath to the Senate Judiciary Committee and to the American people. And by the way, I'm sorry, but I don't buy it when he says, oh, I didn't remember, I didn't know what the question was. He knows that he is smack in the middle of this investigation having to do with perhaps treasonous activities by the Trump
administration.
Hold the thought. For him to forget? Come on.
Treason. If anyone has committed treason, it's Barack Hussein Obama. They're throwing around things like treason, perjury, because they fall under the umbrella of high crimes and misdemeanors. That's what this is. FYI, this is exactly what's going on here. Understand what's happening here. Because the Obama administration, and this is the story. The story should be, frankly, and this is what I want to see. I want to see, you know, if you're going to have, if you say you want to have an investigation, you say you want to have an investigation, then we should investigate Barack Hussein Obama and this silent coup that is now going on. Because that's what's going on. Let's look at the chain of events. Because immediately after he won, the very next day, first of all, let's go back to the summer where you had these leaks that came out. And they were released by WikiLeaks, right? Julian Assange has said over and over and over again, it was not the Russians. It wasn't the Russians. In fact, more than likely, it was people within the DNC that were pissed off about how Bernie Sanders, basically the nomination was stolen from him. Okay? And by the way, it is now, we now know that, and this is from the New York Times and the Washington Post, okay, that the Obama administration in June of 2016, they filed a request with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, FISA, to monitor communications involving Donald Trump and several advisors. The request is denied. It's June of 2016. Okay? June of 2016. The Obama administration files a request to basically bug Donald Trump. Okay? The request is denied. Which, by the way, that in and of itself is a little strange because they always, by and large, they always okay these requests. Okay? In July, WikiLeaks releases the emails from the DNC that show an effort to prevent Senator Bernie Sanders from winning the presidential nomination. In a press conference, Donald Trump refers to Hillary Clinton's own missing emails, joking, "Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing." That remark becomes the basis for accusations by Clinton and the media that Trump had invited further hacking. Remember that? Remember that? It was a joke. And by the way, it was funny. It was funny because he goes, if you recall, he said, Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 plus emails that are missing. Okay? It was a joke. And this timeline is important. That's why I want to go over it with you. October. The Podesta emails are released by WikiLeaks. Don't go anywhere because I'm gonna get into this when we come back. We'll be right back.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So let's go back to October, right before the election. Remember? Now, let me back up here. Remember, June 2016, the Obama administration makes a FISA request to monitor the communications of Donald Trump. The request is denied. In July, he makes that joke about Russia. Hey, Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. October. Let's remember in October what happened. Remember all these press reports were coming out that WikiLeaks was going to start releasing information that was going to devastate the Clinton campaign. Remember? Didn't quite turn out that way. However, in October, WikiLeaks releases the emails of Clinton campaign chair John Podesta. Remember, he was rolling out batches every day until the election, creating these new little mini-scandals practically every day. Of course, what did the Clinton campaign do? They blamed Trump and the Russians. That's when they first started this false narrative. Remember, well, it actually began in July. As soon as Trump uttered those words when he joked about, hey, Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails. Because remember, at that time, you know, we were talking about the, where's those 30,000 emails? Right? So, if you recall, at that time, they started the whispers, right? Oh, well, Russia, look, he's asking Russia to hack. Look, and I know it's funny. And you're thinking to yourself, come on, really is the best they got? Yeah, that's what they've, that's pretty much what they've come up with. By the way, this is the Democrat Party now. So, there's this building narrative that Trump is in bed with the Russians, right? October, another FISA request. The Obama administration submits a new, narrower request to the FISA court. Now focused on a computer server in Trump Tower suspected of links to Russian banks. No evidence is found. Of course, the media doesn't report this. But the wiretaps continue. And the reason given is because of national security. Andrew McCarthy at the National Review later noted that the Obama administration is now monitoring an opposing political campaign, presidential campaign, using the high-tech surveillance powers of the Federal Intelligence Services. The fact that you had the Obama administration monitoring the communications, the phone calls, communications, emails, what have you, of the Trump campaign is in and of itself outrageous. Yet nobody cares. Okay? And remember, so Trump wins November 8th, and immediately, it was, he's illegitimate. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. Therefore, he is not legitimate. Remember? And then the talk started of whether or not he was a legitimate president. At the same time, the narrative of Comey had something to do with it. If it wasn't for the FBI meddling in the election, Hillary would have won. And look, she won the popular vote. And, oh yeah, by the way, if that wasn't enough, it was the Russians. Did the Russians keep you from somehow voting, leaving your house and voting? No. So remember, and I said this then, if you recall, if you were listening to my show then, I said immediately that this is a tactic to delegitimize. This is all these people have. They can't win on substance. They can't win on messaging. Therefore, this is what they're going to do. And they've continued. Of course, with the help of the Obama administration, with the help of the media. So now, January 2017, this BuzzFeed CNN dossier comes out. BuzzFeed releases and CNN reports this supposed intelligence dossier compiled by the former spy, this guy Michael Steele, that worked for British intelligence. And it purported to show continuous contact between Russia and the Trump campaign. And the BuzzFeed article said that, although by the way, when they released this article, BuzzFeed, they said immediately, well, we don't know if this is true. We're just going to put this out there because we think it's so important. That was the, of course, the scandalo of Trump had rented a room at the Ritz-Carlton in Moscow where Barack Obama and Michelle had stayed, and he hired prostitutes to pee on the bed. Okay? That was the BuzzFeed. That was the BuzzFeed article, and this article had been out there because there's tons of these fake stories, right? So it was out there. Of course, none of the allegations were verified. Some were proven false. Media outlets in Washington said that they were aware of the dossier for months and that it had been circulating in Washington, right? And I remember when this came out, because I talked about it. CNN had breaking news. It was breaking news. And it amounted to nothing. It amounted to this BuzzFeed article. Okay? Now, by the way, CNN has been the lead here on this propaganda, this fake news story. And what, again, I want to reiterate this, and I want people to understand this. This is nothing more than psychological warfare. It's no different than when they released that Billy Bush tape. Because they want to try to wear you down psychologically. But problem is that they've already lost. They lost the election. Donald Trump won the election. The American people won the election. What's really infuriating is the fact that we won. And yet Republicans are acting as if they lost. Because they're a bunch of losers. They don't know how to win. They've lost for so long. Or is it that they're just part of the swamp? I think it's the latter rather than the former, frankly. All right, I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I am joined now by Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington. What say you, Tim? How are you?
Oh, it just never ends here in Washington. So you remember yesterday we were talking about the entire fiasco that the Democrats were trying to make out of this entire Russian thing. Remember Senator Claire McCaskill, what she's tweeted out and what she said? Just for your reminder, she said this: I've been on the Armed Service Committee for 10 years, no call or meeting with Russian ambassador.
Never.
Well, it turns out she lied. She lied.
Well, yeah, exactly. Not only did she lie, she actually tweeted it out.
I mean, and then comes with the excuse of, well, you know, you only could say so much with 140 characters. She just straight out lied. I mean, I think one of the biggest problems in Washington is I would just prefer that the senator does her job and stops trying to create new. You know, start doing your job. We don't need you on Twitter. You know, spreading the Democratic, disinformation about this entire incident. In fact, if you go back to the New York Times, I think it was in last month around February 14th, Edward, remember the story where they interviewed an anonymous source in reference to that they had reviewed all the intercepts with the Trump team and the Russian officials, and that source had no evidence of any wrongdoing at all, none.
Correct. And Obama had said that back in October as well.
Right. I mean, there isn't. And obviously, if you know, our this great top secret recruiter, ambassador, spy, so to speak, if he really is that, he's probably recording every single thing. And that they probably have him bugged as well. I mean, that stuff would have already come out and leaked out. There's just nothing there in that entire situation. It just seems like, you know, Donald Trump does something extremely positive. Even CNN called him presidential, after he delivers that speech. And then all this negative news comes out. And, of course, today we're dealing again with another non-story, a crazy comparison. I was just watching some Clinton Clinton supporters and talking about Pence and comparing these two situations with the email. Mike Pence used a private email, did not use a private server. Different laws, Indiana versus federal government, did not deal with classified information. There is simply no comparison between what he has done, and it was perfectly legal what he did compared to what Hillary Clinton did by installing a private server and an email. The only criticism I have for the vice president is you're using AOL as an email. That would be the only criticism I have. Why would we be using AOL? Because that is, you do get subject to phishing, scams and everything else with AOL.
Well, I had heard that it was a Gmail account. Perhaps I'm wrong, but I believe it's
AOL, Edward. But
okay, maybe that could be true.
Regardless, no comparison between using classified information that Clinton did, sending it on her private server. That basically she built that private server so the press basically couldn't, FOIA get any of this information to keep all this information away from the press. It's just crazy that this is even becoming an issue that they're saying, like, well, Pence did the same thing. He didn't do the same thing. Totally different. One was a criminal act, and one wasn't.
You know, the problem is, Tim, I'm going to tell you the top problem, and, because you're in Washington, sometimes you can't, you don't realize this, is that Washington is filled with a bunch of idiots. Okay, seriously. Okay, all these people, you talked about Claire McCaskill. See, the problem is it's a kakistocracy. You know what a kakistocracy is?
Yeah. Explain it to the listener, sir.
It is rule by the worst is what it is. Okay. honestly, what we have is a kakistocracy. See, what's happened is, Tim, is that you don't get the best and the brightest that run for office. You get the worst of the worst. You get the big dummies, the people that actually can't do anything, okay? Because if you're about anything, you do something. You do something. You create something. You get a job, whatever. And so the problem is that you've got literally a bunch of dummies in Washington. And so the first time you have somebody that's a businessman, that's a CEO, that actually has done something, everybody's freaking out because the kakistocracy is now being threatened. And I'm telling you, that's what's going on in Washington. And, what's happened is, and this is not just in government, it's also in media. And they reinforce each other all the time. Because the fact that that any of these stories are actually taken seriously, look, this story has been bouncing around now since, you and I have talked about this since the convention. I mean, think about this.
Right.
This is it's the same story, and they keep putting it out there like it's all of a sudden going to gain traction, and it doesn't because there's nothing to the story, but yet they keep pushing it out thinking that maybe, the uninformed voter, which, by the way, most of the people that are ingesting news, they're actually smarter than most of the people that are in government right now and in media. And so they are rejecting this. And again, that's why, one of the reasons why Donald Trump won.
They don't care. They're looking
Correct.
At the stock market. They're looking at the stock market. What is important. What is important is I would say this, Donald Trump, the Rust Belt state, they're still waiting for jobs. And, it's going to take a while, but that's the big measurement stick. And probably where Donald Trump really needs to focus. Now, he hasn't gone into the Rust Belt states. He's brought in Harley Davidson, from Milwaukee and so forth. But I think that's where he needs to focus right now is getting jobs into that Rust Belt state. Now, he's brought back some coal jobs, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and other places. But I think that those Rust Belt states is where that's what people are looking at. They're not looking at Russia. They don't care. They simply don't care. They're just looking
Correct.
At, am I going to have a job? That's what they care about right now.
This is just one of those inside the Beltway Washington stories that they think that everybody cares about, and they don't. And look, and this is what's been going on for the last 2 years, is that they still don't get the story. They don't get what's going on. And you're absolutely right. People don't care. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the Russians came out with a statement said and compared it to McCarthyism.
It's
I kind of got a chuckle out of that. But at some aspects, if you're associated with anybody who's Russian right now, it's automatically anybody in the Trump team that talks to anybody who speaks Russian, anybody, they're all of a sudden considered, well, wow, they're probably committing treason because they're talking to a spy. I mean, that's what it's like. If you're Russian, you're basically trying to do something terrible to the United States. So I can understand what, you know, why they said this is like the Russians said, you know, this is kind of like McCarthyism that's going on right now.
It is McCarthyism. So, it's exactly that. And not only that, you also have, and I'm going to tell you this right now, I've been talking about this for the last couple of days, actually since last week, you have a coup d'etat going on right now, an attempted coup d'etat by the Obama administration, by forces within the intelligence community, and, you know, I mentioned this last week as well. That's what's going on. That's the story, but of course, that's not the story that Washington wants to push out. Because that's really the story, is how a past administration is trying to circumvent and overthrow a duly elected government. That is the story here, and no one wants to talk about that story.
No one does. No, that's an interesting aspect, but I think the public is a lot smarter than us sometimes in Washington.
Oh, no question. There is no question. Cacistocracy, buddy. All right, listen, Tim, have a great weekend. Thanks for coming on the show.
You too.
All right, buddy. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.